from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest. Each week we explore Northern California's science and environment. You wouldn't know it just by looking at the surface, but San Francisco Bay is still feeling the effects of the gold rush. 19th century mining left thousands of pounds of toxic mercury in the bay's mud. And every year, local industry and city residents are adding even more mercury, leaving many fish in the bay unsafe to eat. But now, as Amy Stannon reports, local officials are taking big steps toward cleaning up the mercury pollution in San Francisco Bay.
On a Sunday morning in late April at the Berkeley Marina, dozens of anglers are casting their fishing rods over the pier, hoping for a bite.
Well, we're doing some halibut fishing.
Yeah, halibut if they're biting.
That's what's in here right now.
This is halibut season, so.
We thought to get halibut.
That last voice belongs to Tu Van, who's here today with her husband, Lam Chan. The two emigrated from Vietnam 33 years ago. Now that they're retired, they come out to fish in the bay about once a week.
Do you ever hear about mercury in the fish?
Yeah, we hear, but not much in bay. Not much mercury.
No. Halibut, not a problem?
No problem.
Fisherman Dave Herwatt isn't too worried either.
And I heard a long time ago that when you're cleaning your fish, if you trim the red meat off and it just leave nice white meat and don't eat the meat off the head, it's pretty much, that's where it's all located. So, you know, I don't worry too much.
But halibut does contain mercury, and it's present throughout the fish. Levels aren't as high as they are in other bay dwellers, like striped bass and sturgeon. Still, health officials advise against eating any fish caught in the bay more than twice a month. Herwatt and Tu Van highlight a basic problem of mercury poisoning. Despite warning signs posted near fishing piers, it's a difficult toxin to understand.
If you eat a fish that's contaminated with mercury, you won't taste it. You won't see it.
Tina Swanson is an ecologist with the Bay Institute, an environmental group based in Novato.
You can't cook it out because much of the mercury accumulates in the muscles of the fish that we eat, nor would you feel particularly sick after you consumed it or days later. It's just not that kind of a contaminant.
Instead, mercury contamination builds up over time, particularly in those who eat a lot of it. A 2001 study by the San Francisco Estuary Institute found that many Southeast Asian immigrants eat bay fish almost daily. Pregnant women are particularly at risk. Mercury can cause brain defects in a developing fetus. In children, high levels of mercury can cause learning disabilities. Among adults, the symptoms can be much more subtle. Dr. Jane Hightower runs her medical practice at the California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco, a long way from the fishing piers of Berkeley or Richmond.
I have a Pacific Heights practice. They're not fishing in Martinez, okay? You know, they're fishing at Brian's and Whole Foods and the like.
Still, store-bought fish caught in the ocean can be just as high in mercury as fish caught in the San Francisco Bay, which is how Dr. Hightower came to be one of the first physicians to start diagnosing mercury poisoning in her patients.
I thought, you know, I'm getting a lot of people in my office in the last year or two that I really can't figure out what's wrong with them. And I thought of those folks first. And I started calling them up, asking, well, what's for dinner? You know, what are you eating for lunch?
Hightower's patients' symptoms were vague. She calls it fish fog.
Fish fog is troubles thinking, fatigue, headache, muscle and joint pains, little bit of stomach upset.
Initially, Hightower took hair samples to see how high her patients' mercury levels were. But eventually, her diagnostic methods became much simpler.
Look, it's not rocket science. If you eat a poison and you don't feel well, stop eating poison and see if you feel better. And sure enough, people start feeling better.
The good news, here in the Bay at least, is that we are finally doing something about mercury pollution. It's a multi-billion dollar cleanup project begun last year by the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Quality Control Board. Manager Will Bruhn says that cleaning up mercury in the bay is not as simple as the kinds of problems his agency once tackled.
There's no bad actor. There's no factory, you know, in some city that's dumping out the tons of mercury that if we just could make them clean up their act, all the problems would be solved. There isn't any.
Mercury comes from many sources. Hundreds of pounds a year flow from old mercury and gold mines in the Sierra and San Jose. Hundreds more run off city streets from things like broken thermometers and other urban waste. Airborne mercury drifts over from coal-fired power plants in Asia. Meanwhile, the Bay Area's five oil refineries and a cement kiln pump over 1,000 pounds of mercury into the air a year, some of which ends up in the bay. So the cleanup has to happen on many fronts all at once.
It's a different kind of problem. That's what's new here, and it's hard to deal with.
Over the next 20 years, the cleanup will include hauling away mining waste from creek beds that lead to the bay. Cities will be required to clean up their streets. Refineries will have to account for their mercury waste. Meanwhile, the bay is slowly cleaning itself, flushing mercury out through the Golden Gate. Still, scientists believe it will be at least a century before all bay fish are safe to eat. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
Find out whether or not Dr. Jane Hightower feeds her kids tuna fish sandwiches and check out an interactive mercury map on kqed.org/quest.